4, notice that pretty much all of the Easter stuff is gone. Even the last discounted chocolate Easter bunnies, Cadbury eggs, the jelly beans, napkins, plates, and plastic eggs, pretty much cleared out. But yet, in the church, it's a different story. We are still celebrating Easter. We still have the white. It's in the third week of Easter here in the church. So why is this? Well, to put it plain and simple, it's because the resurrection was a big deal. And the resurrection continues to be a big deal. It's as much a big deal today as it was when the first disciples huddled together behind locked doors, afraid that the authorities would come after them. There were so many feelings overwhelming them: fear, frustration, guilt, grief, doubt, anxiety, suspicion, distrust, restlessness, and terror. Their leader was dead, and his wounded body was missing. And they really struggled to take in these strange reports of Jesus sightings. And they wondered what it all meant. And then, out of nowhere, Jesus appeared. Jesus showed up, providing words of comfort and assurance. Peace be with you. It wasn't a ghost. Wasn't a spirit. And he proved it. He proved it by saying, he says, look at my hands, look at my feet, see that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have. And then, as further proof that he was a living, breathing human being, it says in the Gospel of Luke that Jesus asked for something to eat. I love that part. So they gave him some fish, and he ate it in their presence. This was an important moment. Jesus was saying to those disciples and to us that God's plan is resurrection. God's plan for Jesus was resurrection. And resurrection is a big deal. The disciples could see Jesus, could touch him, could feed him, could watch him eat. This was not Jesus' ghost. This was not Jesus' spirit. This was Jesus in the flesh. And later, St. Paul will tell us that God's plan for us is resurrection too. Just as Jesus was resurrected from the dead, we also shall be resurrected from the dead. This is important for us to hear. We've heard of the resurrection, of course, but sometimes our belief in resurrection stops with Jesus. Sometimes we forget that the scriptures promise that we too shall be resurrected from the dead. We too shall be resurrected from the dead. We too shall live eternally with God. We too shall enjoy the freedom and the peace that come with this knowledge. For resurrection is a big deal. And for those of you who are here bright and early at 6:30 on Easter morning, which was kind of crazy early, if you ask me. Anybody there? Anybody here? Yeah, there were a few. Not a ton. You heard me say that we are resurrection people. And we are resurrection people because he is a resurrected Jesus. He is life. He gives us life. He is the main character in the most surprising, joyful story we have ever heard. And those who live in the light of the resurrected Christ no longer have to let violence, pain, hatred, despair, fear, or corruption have power over us anymore. For we are a resurrection people. We are people called to bring attention to resurrection moments, resurrection experiences, and those instances when resurrection changes how we might interpret the world and all that is happening. And we are called to bring unexpected resurrection blessings. So when a situation or a problem or an issue comes our way, we can look at it with the lens of fear or anger, or we can look at it with the lens of the resurrection. Have you heard the story of the two 9/11 widows who were so grateful for the outpouring of support they received? They started thinking about the women in Afghanistan who, when widowed, lose status in their society, and therefore their already difficult lives become even more difficult. Well, those two widows from 9/11 raised money, and they formed a foundation called Beyond the 11th to support Afghani widows and even made visits to Afghanistan to meet the widows they were helping. And on their website, it says, "Our mission is to reach beyond differences of culture and geography to embrace the most essential of connections, humanity." You see, they could have lived their lives in fear or anger after the loss of their beloved spouses, and they could have directed that anger to the people in Afghanistan. But instead, they looked at their situation with the lens of the resurrection. They were able to make a difference in the lives of women in Afghanistan, and they still do today. And in turn, their lives are blessed as they live in the freedom to live and love. On Thursday of this last week, I saw resurrection people gathering in our fellowship hall for our listening and sharing forums to look at an issue with resurrection eyes. These people, which included many of you who were here today, stepped out of the locked room of fear, anxiety, suspicion, distrust, and stepped out in the freedom to love. You stepped out in resurrection freedom to follow the ways of Jesus Christ in a hurting world that desperately needs Jesus and us. And after those meetings, I had so much hope for our future and the difference we will continue to make in the name of Christ. For we are a resurrection people. We have hope when the world is despairing. We have courage when the world is in fear. We have light when the world is in darkness. We are a resurrection people. We have so much to give, so much to share. In John 11:25, Jesus reminds us, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives but believes in me will never die." And he follows it up with a really cool question. He says, "Do you believe this?" Do we believe that Jesus is the resurrection and the life? Do we believe that Christ's love is alive in this place? If so, let us step out. Let us continue to be an amazing community, looking ahead and exploring more ways to be Christ's hands and feet for each other, our families, our community, and the world. Amen.